Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Classic rock and roll that you know and love. Phil and the opening will join us, courtesy of WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Timeline on a storm brewing in the Gulf that's expected to wallop New Orleans from Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
This weather system, it's expected to approach the Louisiana coast by Thursday.
The city stacking thousands of sandbags and trucking in thousands more. The heavy rainfall predicted to cause severe flooding. After more than 9 hours, House Republicans finally advanced a trio of crypto bills to the floor for debate and consideration. President Trump railing against his own supporters for demanding answers in the Jeffrey Epstein case, and former Vice President Mike Pence, the latest prominent Republican to publicly call for all the files from the Epstein investigation to be released. But Trump now says it's a big hoax perpetrated by Democrats. 500 tons of emergency food that was supposed to be delivered to starving children overseas will now be destroyed. Critics are blaming the dismantling of USAID for the destruction of such a large quantity of food. This is ABC News. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says plans to build a semiconductor manufacturing plant have fallen through, blaming economic uncertainty. She didn't name the company that was going to build it. A powerful 7.3 magnitude undersea earthquake.
The earthquake was over 50 miles off the coast of Sandpoint, Alaska. People in towns in the region were told to get to higher ground in case of a tsunami. Jody Stevens is an Alaska native now living in Oregon who was in Seward for her high school reunion.
We evacuated up the hill, and about the time we got to the top of the, you know, evacuation zone, the all clear sign came on.
They never felt the shaking. She says they got the all clear and everything pretty much went back to normal. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The University of Memphis Athletic Department has been put on probation for 2 years and fined $30,000 by the NCAA after an investigation found an academic counselor paid two softball players to help a men's basketball player with schoolwork. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
It's time right now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast for your Thursday from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly sunny and cooler, less humid today, a comfortable high of 75. Few clouds and cool tonight, going to be crisp, all the way down to 53. On Friday, clouds gradually move in, quite comfortable, a high of 77. Friday night, we may see some showers and storms scattered throughout the overnight, mostly cloudy, 64. Saturday, mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely through the midday, a high of 82. And Sunday, pleasant with more sunshine, will top off at 80 degrees.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
You are listening to the Light in the Milk House Show, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. In for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. We have a jam-packed Thursday ready for you. Let's get on the road with it.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
That's a pretty good way to start your weekday. Wake up on the Light in the Milk House Show. Dave Dudley, 507. The Wards Floor and Home Thermometer. It's a bit brisk. We're at 57.
Or I'll fly away to home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away, I'll fly away.
Years ago when I was just a boy in the Oklahoma hills, we didn't have a church in which to pray. So the people got together and they built one of their own, just a shelter made of poles with a roof of hay. Well, it wasn't just the Baptist or the Church of the Nazarene, 'cause people of all faith came there to pray. And it didn't make no difference the color or the kind, and lots of folks would sing till break of day. When they called it a brush harbor meeting, oh, you could hear the people singing far away, just praising the Lord and shouting victory. I can still hear them singing.
Power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Nowadays the churches are so pretty and so nice, and they all have different names upon their door. I wish we all would shout and sing like they used to long ago, and come together like they did before. When they call it a brush harbor meeting, oh, you could hear the people singing far away, praising the Lord and shouting victory. I can still hear them singing today.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. And they call it a brush harbor meeting.
Oh, you can hear the people singing far away, just praising the Lord and shouting victory. Just praising the Lord and shouting victory. I can still hear him singing today.
Thank you for joining us during the Light in the Milk House show at 520. It's the Aerobic Polka. Less than 8 minutes away, brought to you by Supps. 57 at 512.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. It rolled out west with a wild sunsets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way, there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye.
Tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the bar back door and one stayed on the ground.
If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer.
just sat mumbling words.
That cat could talk, what tales to tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool.
WRCO.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then, join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
Get away from it all. Have a summer ball. WRCO.
Hey, Rocket Rollers. Remember me, it's Phil Nee, and I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. Some great tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop in Park for a Time in 1973, and we'll also enjoy some songs that came from movies of the 1980s. So join us Saturday night for Old Time Classic Rock and Roll, the show that takes you back to the way it used to be when I was courting.
June, I'm going to marry you someday and take you away from all of this.
Where are you going to take me?
Sextonville.
Ooh.
Those were the days. Saturday night is sponsored in part by Betesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel.
Good morning. With a look at sports, I'm Adam Hess. With the game on the line earlier this week, the Utah Jazz set up a shot for former Badger sharpshooter John Tanje. He nailed a three-pointer to send the Summer League contest into overtime on Monday. The Jazz lost to San Antonio 93-91, but Tanje hit 4 of 7 three-pointers. He scored 16 points in 23 minutes of action. He also had 3 rebounds and 3 assists. He's expected to be on restricted minutes again tonight due to an ankle injury when Utah and Washington face off. Packers rookie Anthony Belton is on the long list of second-round draft picks from the 2025 NFL Draft who do not have a signed contract. To this point, only 2 have agreed to a deal. Belton isn't holding out in the true sense of the word, but he isn't allowed to take part in training camp without a contract agreement in place. He has a chance to start as a rookie after an outstanding college career, but missing those practices will set him back. The Sporting News reports that the 2 players who have signed contracts got guaranteed deals. That's what the remaining second rounders are hoping for.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
It is time right now to loosen up the old hammies and get in a little aerobic exercise. It's the Aerobic Polka, brought to you by SUPS. Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ. SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUP's difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUP's
Fenimore.
That's your aerobic polka. Hopefully all the hammies are in place and the calf muscles, and get that heart rate up. Brought to you by SUPS.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
You're listening to the Light in the Milk House show with Phil Nee. In this week for Phil Nee is Adam Hess from WRCO-FM.
Well, here I sit a high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14, having 27 cents. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple. And sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
We have farm news coming your way at 5:30. This is the Light in the Milk House show, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. 5:27, the Wirtz Lorne Home Thermometer showing 56. So far, the morning low with a few clouds hanging out. Time to switch time zones.
Driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no foolin', I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. Songs, guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. We'll be right back.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
More farmers are moving to Precision Ag to lower their costs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feed your dairy herd Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans to potentially improve milk fat production and lower feed costs. Plant Plenish soybeans and plant your best year. First, the future remains unknown for a full five-year farm bill. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the National Corn Growers Association Corn Congress in Washington, D.C.
Alan Dunn, Vice President of the Indiana Corn Growers Association, says provisions not included in the reconciliation package could be part of a slimmed-down version of the farm bill.
The skinny bill will contain the titles that were not the commodity title. I think it's going to make for a really interesting discussion over the next few months, and I think it's going to set the tone for whether or not we even have farm bills moving forward.
He tells Brownfield there's still work to do.
We talked about a cooling-off period. There's going to need to be some time for emotions to settle down after the big, beautiful bill, and hopefully we can all come back to the table and realize that we have many other titles that we've got to talk through and still need to be addressed.
Dunn says as questions go unanswered, ag groups will continue to talk to their legislators about the importance of a farm bill. From Washington, D.C., I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Some farmers say they're turning to new precision agriculture technology to reduce input costs and improve bottom lines. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has this report from the 2025 Midwest Ag Tech Connect Conference.
Southwest Nebraska farmer Rorick Pullman says each of his farms generates about 1 terabyte of data, and AI programs will play a big role in understanding information.
We believe that we'll be able to start to insert different what-ifs and help support or inform our decision.
South Central Nebraska farmer Tanner Nelson says he uses pivot telemetry and satellite technology to determine if irrigation is needed prior to planting.
We've only done it 1 year, and so we're not sure yet how that's going to, we'll see how yields kind of come out. We did get a good stand.
Quentin Keneally tells Brownfield nitrogen management with variable rate fertility is helping keep fertilizer costs down.
We're kind of bringing up that low end. And our top end, we're just nudging it up a little bit, but ROI seems to be right there in between.
I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
New federal legislation would make it easier for farmers to access mental health care services. The Farmers First Act, introduced by Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Republican Joni Ernst, would increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network from $10 million to $15 million per year. The leader of agribusiness risk with Nationwide Insurance says a new survey suggests drivers underestimate the dangers of rural roads. Laramie Sandquist says,
about a third of traffic goes on rural roads, but 41% of all fatalities happening on the roadways are actually happening in rural roads.
Sandquist says drivers need to limit distractions and remain alert on rural roadways. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Direct cash cattle trade remains sluggish and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash Cattle Country now has some bids on the table in parts of Kansas and western Nebraska. Kansas bids had a range of 225 to 228 on a live basis. Bids are marked at 235 in Nebraska. Asking prices are around 232 plus in the south, but still not established in the north. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota on Wednesday, the best test was on 1,000-weight feeder steers, which were steady to a dollar higher. All other weight classes were not well compared. USDA says there was very good demand for cattle. Feeder receipts were up from last week and year-ago levels. Feeder supply included 81% steers, and 100% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 857 pounds, brought $314.75. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 862 pounds, sold for $296.50. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down $487 at $372.85, and select down $467 at $357.91. The choice select spread was $14.94. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed at the close. The cash hog market continues to struggle to find some consistency. Demand is expected to pick up soon, with buyers trying to meet their near-term ready numbers. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 12 cents, with a base range of $101 to $116.50. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were priced at $84. Sows had a range of $72 to $88. Boars were marked at 29. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at 65 to 75. Sows steady 62 to 74. Boars ranged from 18 to 35. Pork values were higher at the close, up 72 cents at 114.74. Estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures closed sharply higher, shrugging off the midday drop in beef. Lean hog futures were up on this week's mostly firmer trend in the wholesale market, waiting to see what the USDA reports and the weekly export sales numbers on Thursday. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were up with unknown buying 120,000 tons of new crop ahead of the open. August beans were 18.5 higher at 10.13.5, and September was up 18.5 to 10.05¾. Corn was supported by follow-through short covering, with September 4 higher at 405¼ and December up 4¼ at 424. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for direct business to get started. August live was up 150 at 223.90. October was 147 higher, 220.75. August feeders were up 330 at 325.57. And hogs were supported by the recent mostly firmer trend in pork. August was up 50 cents at 104.42, and October was $1.22 higher at 88.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
We come from a long line of farmers. There's a sense of pride with being part of these multi-generational businesses, but there's also a significant amount of pressure. My senior year of high school, my dad made the decision this world no longer needed him in it. I don't know if he was overwhelmed by the bills and checks that weren't going to be coming in because of the strawberries dying off. It breaks my heart that my dad made a permanent decision for a temporary issue. Don't feel like you have to go through it alone.
A message from loveyourmind.org and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's Weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the Weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
A novel way to get kids to drink their milk. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Elementary school children are a bit young to become adoptive parents, but when the adoptee is a one-month-old dairy calf, it makes perfect sense. Brittany Snyder supervises the Pennsylvania-based Dairy Excellence Foundation's Adopt-a-Cow program.
We focus on those first couple months of life, but also share that experience of what her mom is doing on the farm and how her milk is going into maybe their school milk, or maybe it's being sold at Walmart, or maybe it's sold at their local farm store. We tell that whole story in updates and lesson plans. There's many different layers to this program, but really at the core of it, it's bringing the farm to the classroom and giving them something fun and easy and tangible to hold on to learn about where their food comes from. And that's really the core of why Adopt-a-Cow came to exist and continues to be successful year after year.
Dairy farmers participate by providing pictures, videos, and updates on the calf's growth. Again, Brittany Snyder.
They get so attached to this calf and love this calf. And many teachers have shared with us that they'll use this calf as a motivator. Like, hey, don't forget, you know, one calf's name this year is Peony. So Peony is watching you. You know, I need you all to listen up. We can't get to our update on her if we're not getting through this next workshop or next section.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Research has brought new alfalfa varieties to farms and more benefits. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Forage Genetics International focuses on alfalfa research and development, and Dave Witte tells Brownfield today's alfalfa has better disease resistance.
Phantomyces and anthracnose, so we have high resistance to multiple races of both of those diseases.
Witte says their low lignin alfalfa developed for easy digestibility also gave farmers more flexible harvest windows.
Especially with the Harvexa trait allowing you to maintain that forage quality with a delayed harvest, you're going to get higher yield and better persistence, and you're going to have healthier plants going into the winter.
Witte says says modern traits and varieties make today's alfalfa far better than the alfalfa that was considered premium quality just a few years ago. University of Wisconsin research biologist Mark Renz tells Brownfield herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp and ragweed have been controlled for years by dairy and organic farms by planting and harvesting alfalfa.
We're harvesting it every 28 to 35 days. That's not enough time for them to produce viable seed. They may regrow, but they do not flower and produce viable seed.
Renz says the small weed seeds degrade in 3 to 5 years, so by the end of the alfalfa cycle, the water hemp and ragweed seed bank is down by about 90%.
When we have alfalfa in the rotation, our costs for weed management are on average $35 an acre less.
Renz spoke to Brownfield at the University of Wisconsin Forage and Cover Crops Field Day. Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 57 and a quarter. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 162 and a half. Six sales at that price. Cheese barrels unchanged at 165, but no sales. Butter prices went down a penny to 253. Five sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up a half a cent to 128 and 12 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
It's time right now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast for your Thursday from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly sunny and cooler, less humid today, a comfortable high of 75. Few clouds and cool tonight, going to be crisp, all the way down to 53. On Friday, clouds gradually move in, quite comfortable, a high of 77. Friday night, we may see some showers and storms scattered throughout the overnight, mostly cloudy, 64. Saturday, mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely through the midday, a high of 82. And Sunday, pleasant with more sunshine, will top off at 80 degrees.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
You just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running a while, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why.
Every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. Tell me why.
Thank you for joining us. This is the Light in the Milk House show. That was a great memory right there. Why, baby, why? Red Sylvine, Webb Pierce. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 56. As we journey to 6 o'clock, we will have an update. Weather just before that.
It's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
The wait is over. The Our Town celebration kicks off today in Highland. Join the fun today through Saturday at Highland Village Park, 755 Main Street. Tonight it all begins with a 5th and 6th grade baseball tournament and the Country Cardinals 4-H Glow Run Walk. Register at 7:30 and light up the night. Then Friday brings a full evening of family fun. Youth baseball, the concession stand open until midnight, euchre and youth bingo at 6:30, the ATV poker run, and music bingo and DJ karaoke with Doc's Ultimate Entertainment. Saturday's lineup is packed. The Classic Car Show, Kids Carnival, Pickleball, Volleyball, Beanbag Tournaments, Don't Miss Bingo, a delicious chicken barbecue dinner at 5, and more DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. Wrap it all up with fireworks at dusk Saturday night. For updates, check out Our Town Highland, Wisconsin on Facebook. The fun starts now. It's Our Town Celebration in Highland, happening all weekend long.
WRCO Studios is sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, serving up hometown flavor where friends, family, and favorite tunes always feel right at home.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather has moved back into our region after yesterday's rain and thunderstorms had some pretty healthy rain amounts across much of southwest Wisconsin, including about 1.63 inches right here in Richland Center, over 2 inches in Boscobel, Lafarge checking in with 1.6 inches, and Muscadet around 1.44 inches. And, of course, several tornadoes noted all the way from parts of Iowa and Greene counties northeastward up toward the Fond du Lac area. We are expecting high pressure to build in, bring us partial sunshine. Today, cooler and less humid conditions. Tomorrow, the clouds will build in as the next weather system approaches. That should bring us some showers and thunderstorms Friday night into the first half of Saturday. Right now, they don't look to be severe, but a few pockets of heavier rain may occur. It's going to be warm and humid next week with additional chances of thunderstorms, so stay tuned for updates. So today, look for partly sunny skies, high in the mid-70s, north wind around 10, becoming northeast, actually quite pleasant out there. A few clouds tonight, dropping down to 53. Tomorrow, the clouds gradually build in, but still comfortable, high at 77. Mostly cloudy Friday night with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low near 64. On Saturday, mostly cloudy and muggy, scattered showers and storms likely, most numerous through midday, high about 82. On Sunday, pleasant with more sunshine, low 63, high of 80. Monday, partly sunny and warm with a slight chance of a shower or storm, low 62, high about 83. On Tuesday, very warm but humid, 50% chance of scattered storms, some could be heavy, high 87. And Wednesday, mixed skies, hot and humid, scattered storms possible, especially later, high near 90. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Well, we continue to move downward temperature-wise. We have a new morning low at 55, also our current temperature, following our high yesterday of 82. No precipitation report today. We did receive nearly 3 inches, or nearly 2 3/4. It was 2.74 inches of rain during that storm system yesterday. The record high in 1936 was 98. The record low, 41, comes to you from 1958. 1 year ago, our high was 76, the low 59. The sun will set today at 8:38 and rise tomorrow morning at 5:37. The barometric pressure is up a bit at 30.08. We have a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies and no precipitation to report. The high yesterday was 82. Our current temperatures the morning low were at 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get away from it all, have a summer ball. WRCO.
Hey, rock and rollers. Remember me, it's Phil Nee, and I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. Some great tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop in Park for a time in 1973, and we'll also enjoy some songs that came from movies of the 1980s. So join us Saturday night for Old Time Classic Rock and Roll, the show that takes me back to the way it used to be when I was courting.
June, I'm going to marry you someday and take you away from all of this.
Where are you going to take me?
Sextonville.
Ooh.
Those were the days. Saturday night is sponsored in part by Betesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. 6 o'clock is the time, and it's time for an ABC Newsroom update brought to you by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate agreeing in another overnight vote to claw back $9 billion in spending cuts Congress has already approved, including deep reductions to public broadcasting and foreign aid. Now it goes back to the House. The interest surrounding the Epstein files...